And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and Corey Sandin.
Hey, good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray. Now, today, a little different. We have Rock Cod Rick Maxa and Corey Sandin. Unfortunately, Rosie and Jeff Flowers from Sago Sport Fishing are under the weather. So, you got the team. You got the A team here from Let's Talk Hookup, all three of us here. We're going to just talk fishing today and have a lot of fun. So, you stay tuned. This is Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish-finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
If you get back to the launch ramp and need extra power to run your electric tool or charge a battery, your San Diego County Ford dealer has the answer. The Ford F-150 truck now has available Pro Power on board to use your truck as a mobile generator. You will find this amazing feature on the Ford F-150 truck so useful in many different ways. What about powering a fridge or a freezer to get your fish home? Visit your San Diego County Ford dealer to learn more. They'll be glad to hook you up.
In America, the future belongs to everyone. So we built the vehicles of the future for everyone. Command the road with built Ford Tough trucks. Gear up and head out in a Ford SUV. Or check out Ford's adventurous new lineup like Bronco, Bronco Sport, and Maverick. Order your perfect truck or SUV built for you by you. Or get big cash back, low APR, and exclusive lease offers at your local Ford stores. Where the future is for everyone.
Fillet knives shouldn't be disposable. Introducing AFCO fillet knives that are built to last. Designed in collaboration with Boker Germany, AFCO knives feature 4116 German stainless steel, bonded with titanium nitride to ensure optimum corrosion resistance and exceptional edge retention. A non-slip TPR handle maintains a firm grip when processing game fish. Premium in every sense, AFCO fillet knives are available in multiple length options to provide the right tool that gets the job done season after season. Fillet knives from AFCO. Any fish, any water.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, man. Today's going to be a fun show.
Yeah, hopefully Jeff and Rosie will get well.
Yeah,
and
feel better, guys.
Feel better. We miss you. And, you know, we can all talk Cedros,
right?
Today.
Yeah.
You,
know,
you
want
to talk about Cedros? Yeah. I'd be happy to talk about Cedros and the phenomenal fishing down there and their awesome operation at Cedros Sport Fishing. But good morning, Corey.
Yeah, good morning.
Great to have you.
Good morning.
I shot a call to Corey yesterday. Go, hey, come on, we got to put the whole band together today.
Totally.
Yeah.
I'll be there.
And the fun thing is today we're going to do it, and then next Saturday,
yeah, exactly,
the Christmas Spectacular, all three of us, plus Captain Mark Wish from Pacific Edge.
How cool is that?
That'll be fun. Yeah. Like, that'll be a good time.
I know I told you yesterday, Matt LaMesa was in the tackle store yesterday and told me already, like, hey, man, this is my year. I've got my I've got my contribution perfected. He said, just wait. So
yeah,
he's calling out big things. So
we'll see what happens. Yeah, so that's a challenge out there for the rest of you. You better have your A game on next Saturday. And I'm going to tell you, we have some awesome gifts to give away. Bill Barney threw in a surf fishing package, includes a rod and a reel and surf fishing tackle and stuff like that. Your saltwater guide threw in a full scale annual membership, $525 worth.
Ooh.
Shimano threw in a Torium reel.
Crazy.
I mean, a lot of stuff.
That's
to,
awesome.
To give away.
I'm
going to
put together, I haven't talked to you about it, but I'm going to put together like a quote unquote like Cedros package kind of thing.
Cool.
Hey,
yeah.
Like
$125, $150
perfect.
Kind of thing.
Cool. MC swim bait package.
Somebody will be stoked.
Yeah. Everybody would be stoked with that.
Yeah, have we ended up yet?
Fisherman's Atlantic Tackle? No, I haven't.
Okay, all right.
Yeah,
well, you can count on us.
All right.
Yeah, I got
we'll
you.
Make
no
sure we get you.
Yeah, we'll gift card you up.
Okay.
Gift card you, or I'll figure out something
figure
cool.
Figure something
yeah,
out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Count us in.
All right.
I did hear one very important thing yesterday.
Tell
and
me.
You mentioned keep it short.
Yeah.
Yes.
Keep
it short.
Good point. Yeah. And it can be, you know, a song, a poem, a story. Like Devo sent me a story. It's a little long, and I told him it's such a good story that I'm going to shorten it up a little bit, and we'll use it. But keep it short, because especially during the show, we don't have time to read them. And the show goes very, very quickly, and we want it to be fun, exciting, only positive stuff.
Yeah,
and
I'll tell you, I'm a tip guy. Like that for me,
tips.
Does it every year. Like some cool thing that you could share that like makes somebody else's gig easier. Whatever it might be, cutting fish, rigging tackle, storing tackle, winterizing your gear. Like I like that kind of stuff.
Yes.
Like anytime I can pick up something, or all of our listeners can pick up something from somebody else who like figured out some tip trick. Like I'm a hot tip guy. I love that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I was saying yesterday, I was over at Dana Landing in Mission Bay talking to Johnny yesterday, getting some tips from him. And speaking of tips, I asked him, he caught a giant bass at El Salto last year on an MC swim bait, one of those white. And I said, okay, I need the heads that you're using, because it's specific on those. It's like a boxer head, right?
Well, the boxer heads do work well.
Yeah.
It's a... I don't know how to say it. It's like a weedless style lead head. The eye of the hook where you tie on is all the way forward, mm-hmm. which is the most key important thing in my mind.
Keeps it semi-weedless.
It's so difficult to explain. When people think weedless, they think the weed guard, and that's like the 100% of the weedlessness. And the first thing I do is I cut those weed guards off.
Do
it's
you?
The first thing I do.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Efren. I've told him every time.
Yeah.
It's the first thing I do. I take a pair of pliers, rip it out.
Do you think it inhibits the
it
bite?
Does.
It does.
Well, it doesn't inhibit the bite. It absolutely inhibits the action.
The action.
100%.
Okay.
Because
all right.
You've got the drag in that whole package. The lead head with the 5-inch viejos rigged up, the drag is from the front.
Uh-huh.
Instead of the drag being from the tail end.
Okay.
And so it affects the wall, the goal, everything going on.
Afrin's heads have the line tie in the right spot. So like Corey's saying, like, that doesn't mean it's not a good head. Like, still love the head, just don't love the bristle, the weed guard part of it.
Yeah, and I mean, some people do just well and just fine with it. Maybe it's a confidence factor mm-hmm. for me, but I definitely, you look at it side by side, you'll notice a difference.
Yeah. What if you yank them all out about one or two?
Maybe. I mean, definitely, if you're going to leave it, I always take that weed guard and bring it back, bring it toward the hook, and that point, then I take a pair of scissors and cut it. Like, so it's perfectly...
Okay, so it's right on the hook.
Exactly.
Not
yeah.
past the hook.
That, exactly.
Okay.
Yeah, because a lot of them are like an eighth of an inch or a little bit further in length. And that's definitely a fun one at El Salto, man.
Yeah.
There was two fish over 10 pounds last year.
Yes. Yeah.
From two local guys
yeah.
on that thing.
Yeah. And it was the, what is it, the 5-inch viejo?
It's the 5-inch viejo, and it's just like a pearly white on the bottom with like a gray silver glitter in the back. And it works, man. I don't know.
General bait fish color.
It's just very generalish at all. You know, and
3/4 ounce head.
3/4 ounce. There's even I'll tell you exactly what I was throwing. I went with Luke last year. We had a phenomenal bite on the same exact thing, except I was throwing a 6-inch. Oh. A 6-inch swim bait, the standard 6-inch.
Uh-huh. Deeper belly.
It's a lot of plastic, and it's just a bigger-looking offering altogether. But I was using an ounce and a half lead head.
Oh, really?
I know. So it kind of blows your mind a little bit.
A dredger.
Well, yes, but we were only fishing 5 to 15, 20 feet of water at the very mm-hmm. most. And what that allowed me to do, and this will, it'll all ring with you when I tell you, I would be able to throw into 8 feet of water and start winding
mm-hmm.
and have the lure down 3 or 4 feet.
Immediately. Yeah.
Yes.
Ah.
And I was getting bites right at the boat. Like literally.
They'd trace it right to the boat.
You would watch them eat it.
Yeah.
Like, yes. Because
wow.
with that ounce and a half, you're down in the 3 to 4 feet of water column right at the boat.
You still using the pearly white?
The same exact color.
Same color.
In fact,
is that like mimic a shad or a tilapia or something? Or?
It's just, I don't know.
Yeah.
A shad, I guess.
But it swims good.
It does.
Yeah.
And it just gets their attention and they eat it.
And
there's no BS. I mean, they, excuse me, it's not like a spotted bay bass, you know, tick, tick.
Yeah.
It's a down the gullet, solid, rod bending bite. Yeah.
Now, ounce and a half leadhead, do you have any more or less issues with them throwing it? Because, you know, that's a lot of rubber and a lot of leadhead. Like, when they come up and jump around, are there more issues? Or you getting your bites close enough to the boat that a couple turns of the handle and you got them? Like,
they eat it so deep, you're on.
You got them.
You're done.
That's cool.
Yeah. And we did the same thing at, we tried the same thing at Picacho's, and the ounce and a half was too heavy.
Okay.
You know, it was just too heavy of a deal, and the 3/4 to 1 ounce on the 5-inch Viejos was like
right.
Yeah, it was like the perfect offering.
Yeah.
There's so many like 2 to 3 pounders there.
I want to go there.
Right?
I
mean, it's
there.
So much fun.
Sounds like
that's
a fun
cool.
spot.
I was talking to Norman about it, and it's a neat place, you know?
Yeah.
It's just
different.
It's
numbers. How many fish did you catch in 4 days?
Rick and I talked about it. It's so crazy. And the number is no BS. The guide wore a clicker, and he clicked every single fish that came to the boat. 4 full days of fishing, we had 908 bass.
908
right.
In 4 days of fishing with 2 people.
In 4 days.
And how many doubles did you have? And a double does not mean both guys are hooked up at the same time. We're talking...
That was countless amount of time, seriously, where both of us were hooked up. There were at least several times a day where I had 2 fish on 1 crankbait.
Yeah, double.
One on each hook.
And if it was the 4-inch weedless I was throwing, there were times where you could have had 2 hook that way, too. But you've only got 1 hook.
1 hook, yeah.
That's so rad.
Could have thrown a trailer hook on there, right?
You probably could have.
Yeah.
I can only imagine like a double rig.
Yeah,
can you imagine?
Oh, my God.
True.
So
right,
like guaranteed.
2 offerings at one time. Yeah.
So you're going to El Salto with Cascas.
I can't wait.
You mentioned
man.
It. The trip is now sold out.
Yeah.
What are you going to throw end of January?
The last time I was there with Cass, we absolutely ruined them on the 4-inch weedless.
Wow.
Like, and that's not always going to be the deal, but somewhere, at some point, it will be.
Yeah.
That trip, it just... The water was right. The water was slightly...
So it was up on the surface.
All on the surface. Like,
wow.
On the bank, like, through the junk. Like, we had a I guess you'd call it a pattern. The water was kind of high, but El Salto's kind of weird. I'll lay it out for you. There's... if the water's down 10 feet, there's not a lot of bank structure.
Mm-hmm.
But when... That water drops, there's so much bank growth. The heat down there, the weeds and the trees on the bank will grow 5 feet.
Yeah.
Like instantly.
Things grow quickly.
Very quick. So the water drops, it loses its water, those die off. During the hurricane season, the water floods again. So now all that 3 to 5 feet of tree and brush growth is now covered up with the water.
Oh.
You get it? So it only drops 3, 4, 5 feet, you're in the middle of that junk on the bank.
Yeah.
And that little 4-inch was, like, ridiculous.
They were hanging out in the that cover. And
well, not only that, but all the little tilapia and everything that comes with it.
Oh, okay.
So given that perfect scenario, if the water was, like, 5 or 6 feet lower, all that stuff would have been out of the water.
Aha. Uh-huh.
You
get it?
Yeah.
And there's the water fluctuates like crazy down there.
Yeah.
So you'll watch a drop. 8 to 10 inches, 12 inches in a day.
That's crazy.
It's super crazy. That happened to us at Picacho's. They're 100% that water is for irrigation.
Yeah.
The only reason they make those dams, it's not for drinking water. It's not for
it's not for bass fishing.
Exactly right. I mean, thankfully Billy Chapman and Senior and he had the had it within him to man, this could be like the craziest bass fishery ever. You know, and he put it all together, and his son's reaping the benefits, and he's doing it. And
sure,
it's just a killer deal, but. That it's all for irrigation. So when they get the hurricane rains and it'll come up 5 feet in a day, and when they're using it for irrigation, it goes down a foot in a day.
Now I was in Ziwatane a couple weeks ago, and it was the greenest I've ever seen it down there. So they had a super wet summer season, which is their wet season.
Yeah, right.
So that probably means the water's going to be up.
It was pretty high. Yeah, it's super high at both, actually.
Yeah, at Picacho's, it was up.
Super high.
Yeah,
at Picacho's, and then El Salto was
also
spillway this
too.
Year.
So
I can't wait to hit it.
But in a month, it could be way down because they're irrigating those crops.
Seriously.
Yeah.
I mean, it could be 10, 15 feet lower for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah,
wow.
which isn't a bad thing.
Yeah.
When it's high water and all that fish is flooded into the brush, there's... how many? Just give it 50 miles of shoreline.
Yeah.
Right. So when the water's down, it might only be 30 miles of shoreline.
Sure.
And that fish is condensed.
Yeah.
I love it, man. I can't wait.
Well, Ricky. Oh my God, I'm so pumped.
Yeah. I definitely want to do a Picacho sometime.
Same.
I have to talk to Cass about putting a Picacho.
Yeah.
Brandon at the tackle store. I mean, he's gone with Corey and it's been a bunch of times and said the same thing. You know, like the. Salto's so cool. Salto's cool in the same way that, like, fishing in Hawaii or somewhere like that is cool, is that, like, at Lake El Salto, at any point, at any time, anywhere, with any lure, you have the potential of hooking a giant one.
Yes.
You know, I mean, a legitimate 10-pound giant one. And he's always said that Picacho's is so cool just for the – I mean, obviously, who doesn't like yanking and cranking on fish, but also such a great way to, like – you know, increase your game. If you want to be a better jig fisherman at home and you want to fish a jig down there, like, you're going to get tons of bites and you're going to learn to feel a bite and you're going to feel what it's like to crawl across a rock and then stop and have a fish bite it. And whatever kind of game you want to perfect, you can, you know, you're going to get opportunity after opportunity after opportunity down there. But yes, I'm pumped. I can't wait.
Yeah, for sure.
It's a neat place. It's different. And the cool thing, I mean, they don't sponsor the show. It's not a gifted trip. I mean, I'm paying full rack.
Sure.
And it's that good of a time, you know, and it's, like we mentioned when I was on air with Rick, co-hosting, we talked about the fly fishermen coming in. It's like
that sounded cool.
It's like the perfect scenario
for a fly fisherman. Yeah,
and those guys from Montana.
Because there's lots of fish.
Exactly.
Yeah,
it's just friendly and that kind of a deal for sure.
Well, fun. What about local bass fishing? Cold water's a little cooler than normal for this time of the year. Has that affected it?
I haven't touched the local scene in probably 6 months.
Wow.
Yeah, it's something I don't know. I get busy doing my thing.
Sure.
I think what grabbed me was the mahi season that we had.
Corey Sandin going offshore, filming 11, right? Catching tuna, catching dorado.
I know. It wrecked my world in a good way.
That's cool.
I couldn't help it, you know?
Yeah. It wrecked all of us.
I know. It was just an incredible you can almost call it an inshore offshore season, right?
Yeah.
It was so close and
what do you hear? You're obviously selling a lot of baits because MC's been very busy.
Yeah, it's been super busy for sure.
So guys catching?
It's been good.
We know sports farmers been catching.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, in that neck of the woods, Rusty Brown won the U.S. Open and that kind of a caliber of a freshwater guy. He's been fishing up there at Dana Point in the harbor there and catching spotties.
That's cool.
And
such a nice guy.
White sea bass.
Good, yeah.
We should have him on the radio.
We've had him on a couple times.
He's cool. I like him.
Super knowledgeable and super cool. But he's been fishing up there catching those small white sea bass and barracuda and stuff in the harbor and having a good time.
You know?
Just getting a little taste of what we have in our saltwater scene with the calicos and everything.
So if you're going calico fishing in the local kelp beds, whether it be Dana Point, Newport Beach, Palos Verdes, or San Diego, what are you fishing this time of the year?
Well, it's a little more difficult than it would be in June, right?
Yeah.
So it's just like, almost a guaranteed if you're in 50 feet of water and you go down to 40, to 50 feet, you're going to get a bite. It's almost guaranteed that way, but I can't handle it.
It's not
my style.
Yeah,
it's not
right. Corey, yeah, I know.
So
leadhead, viejo, swim bait.
I'm not sure. I mean, if I was going to go out right now, I'd probably stick to that 30 to 50 feet of water and try to get them to come up to the surface somehow.
Ounce and a half leadhead for the average guy, the non-quarry surface guy?
To send a guy out of Fisherman's Landing right here to go in and buy a couple baits and go out would definitely be a 1 ounce leadhead, 5 inch viejos, or that, even a 4 inch swim bait and just get as low as you can.
You want to get a ton of bites right now? I would get an A-rig with 4-inch MC swim baits and all like half-ounce lead heads. You will absolutely get bites everywhere you go. And you can fish that thing up shallow and catch spot. I really like fishing my A-rigs with 4-inch MCs because it's a small bait that's like a small in around the pilings bait fish that spotties will absolutely clobber, but it's still a plenty big target, especially when you got, you know, 3, 4, 5 baits on it that, and, you know, a bunch of half-ounce lead heads, so plenty heavy enough that you could fish that thing right on the channel edge. Couple more bucks for sure. I mean, you're talking committing buying 4 or 5 lead heads at a time and buying an A-rig and swim baits. I mean, it's not the cheapest
rig.
And
you don't want fish like tackle on that.
No, and it can and will and does snag up, so there's that negative part to it. But, man, you want to talk about getting clobbered this time of year. That's it.
Like, really?
Yeah, okay. For sure.
So and so you're talking about 4 or 5. Did they make the A-rigs with different number of baits on it, or do you just put those number of baits on the A-rig?
I mean, everybody makes a different ones. In freshwater fishing, correct me wrong, Corey, you're allowed to have 3 hooks in the freshwater?
Well, don't take my word for it, but I think it's 2. I don't know. It might be 3.
Yeah.
It's saltwater's different, though.
Totally. Well, that's what I was getting at, is different manufacturers make them different ways. The most common ones have 4 to 5 arms on them, and often they all just terminate in some sort of a snap swivel. So if you were fishing in a body of water where you couldn't have hooks, like you can most certainly have, you know, 4 or 5 hooks fishing bass in saltwater. Yes, there is a 2-hook regulation, you know, fishing rockfish and different things like that. But you definitely can fish that thing with all the hooks on it, fishing for bass. Can't have any rockfish on board the boat. But you could also just, you know, fish a decoy bait. You could fish the exact same. If you were worried about it, you could fish the exact same half-ounce leadhead and grab your pair of side cutters and cut your hook off flush at the, you know, at the top of the bait, like if you didn't want to have all the hooks on it. But most of them are going to come with 4 or 5 arms on it. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
decoy type bait.
And then I've heard guys usually use like a 5-inch swim bait. You know, if they've got all 4s and they put a 5 in the, like trailing by 4 inches, or something. That's usually the one that with the main hook.
Or you'll see, like, if it's got 5 arms on it, you'll see all 4 the same color and 1 a different color. You know, you got 4 bait fish baits and then 1, you know, chartreuse one or something like that. You know, I've seen a lot of guys like to go with something like
that. They eat that thing, man. It's crazy, but it's so not my style.
I know it's not.
Yeah, but if you want to catch fish, like me, it totally would be my style.
Oh,
like, I'll take it. Yeah.
If you take that, you went and saw Johnny or Rick down here and got that rigged up and fished Mission Bay or fished San Diego Bay, you're going to be on.
You're going to get
down.
Oh, you will be on.
So let me ask you this. A-rig, does it work at El Salto and Picacho?
Oh, 100%.
Yeah?
Are you kidding me? I witnessed Brandon, the man from the tackle shop.
You mean the world's greatest fisherman.
Yeah. We had tough fishing at El Salto. It was just one of those days, and he pulled that thing out, and he's on.
Like how big a bait's in? 4-inch still?
I think it was 3-inch.
Yeah,
he
likes the skinny one.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
Oh, the little ones.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Which, again, I mean, I was just saying that I like that 4-inch because you could just do everything with it. There's no doubt, like, you can tweak on everything at every level. You know what I mean? And you can have a skinny wire, and I think Corey calls it a 2.5-inch bait. We always call it a 3-inch skinny one.
Only so that there's not, like, a
designation difference.
A conflict in ordering,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I get
because
it. I totally get it.
That little skinny, tiny 3-inch is 3-inch, and or, like, 2.99. And the,
one fish per.
Well, like, no, the
what, regular 3-inch.
What I call a 3-inch swim bait is like 3.1-inch.
Yeah.
And so there's a small variation, but they're basically the same length. So I just call it 2.5.
Yeah.
But it is 3.
But I was saying, like, you can have a skinny wired arm, you know, like a light wire arm with those little baits on it, and it's like the perfect finessey little bait fish rig. Or you could have, you know, big 5-inchers and 1 ounce. You know, I mean, you can make an A-rig do whatever it was you wanted to. again, you know, you got to put those things, you got to put them where the fish live, and that includes hanging bottom and hanging the edge of the channel and hanging pylons, and like, you know, now you're busting off five lead heads at a time and five swim baits and a, you know, so it,
yeah,
it's part of it, but yeah, you can make that thing, you can make that thing a small freshwater finesse fish with a bunch of small baits that a 12-incher will eat, or a big old thing that a 6-pound sand bass laying on the bottom can't resist.
Yeah. I don't want to give up too many secrets, but I know I know guys that were throwing that A-rig.
I know a guy.
Actually, I know a handful of guys that were throwing that A-rig in, like, the Bay Bass-style tournament.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh, and getting them. But, yeah, but imagine doing that in 30 to 50 feet of water. Like Rick just said, yeah, hanging up a $50 to $75
yeah,
total rig,
sure,
right?
Yeah.
And
like, darn it.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You're bummed. You're going, yeah, backwards. You're pulling from every angle, yeah, trying to get that thing down.
But I think that has probably accounted for several wins.
Sure.
At least for sure. Like, okay, like the top five. At least five or six times I know of.
It's just,
sure,
and it's a cool way. It's something different and cool and fun. And the other thing that cracks me up about it is it takes every conception that you had about having to be light line and finesse and throws it out the window. You know, here's this big thing with coat hanger wire, yeah, and blades and a bit, you know, and like crap everywhere, and like they crush it. You know,
yeah,
what I mean? So it's fun. It's different. Like,
oh,
I love stuff like that. I like different stuff.
Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for today. A lot to talk about here with Rick and Corey and myself. It's open forum. Anything you want to know, anything you want to ask, these two guys got the knowledge for sure. I'm just hanging out.
And I want to talk Cedros today, too.
Like, yeah, for sure.
I know Jeff and Rosie are coming back.
Yeah.
I know it's all our favorite place.
Yeah, they're
place
coming
to go
back in February.
Good.
Yeah.
But I want to talk some Cedros today, too.
Yeah.
You know, it's gonna
let's
have some fun. And it's just going to be a great time. And I love so much these shows. Pete, and it's so good to have you join us. Corey and I always geek out and have a great time.
I know. Well, that's what I thought. Well, let's do it.
I know. Yeah,
yeah,
exactly.
We don't do that very often.
We always have a really good time doing it. I'm really fun to do it with all of you. And it's just going to be a great time. If you want to join us this morning, like Pete said, give us a call, 213-432-1090. Again, 213-432-1090. That's the number to reach us on Let's Talk Hookup. As always, text is totally an option. I'm sure we're going to have a busy day on texting. If you want to text the show, that's only available through the Let's Talk Hookup app. Free download, all the great stuff. We can't say enough about the app. Adam does such a great job, whether it be archive shows, whether it be a heads up on a cool event coming up, whether it just be a way to call the show. You know, there's an option you can call directly through the app or text the show. We always say, too, make sure you include your contact info so we can get a hold of you at the end of the show, because you might be the winner of today's prize. And what a killer prize we're giving away today. A full-day trip going fishing on board the San Diego at a C4 Sport Fishing. You might be the first guy to jump on that boat after their maintenance period, get in on that great yellowtail. You might hang on to that thing and wait until they're offshore fishing for tuna. Whatever you want, you're going fishing with Captain Matt, Captain Booger on the San Diego. Such a cool prize. If you want to get through, give us a call again, 213-432-1090. When we come back, we're going to be taking those phone calls. Lots of great info coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Long range fishing, nothing beats Shimano. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. Come check out the Shimano Talica, the pinnacle of lever drag two-speed reels. The Talica features Shimano's Hagani body. When throwing jigs, the Shimano Trinidad is your top choice. With the extreme cranking power and Shimano Super Free Spool provides extreme castability, you'll be able to put your jig in the Wahoo Zone. For all your Shimano needs, visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing offers half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day trips on the Liberty. Many trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Hi, I'm Bart Hall, and I'm here to announce the return of the Hall Family Shows to Southern California. 2023 will see the first Hall Family Show in San Diego in 4 years, the first Hall Family Show in California in 3 years, and the first outdoor recreation show in Southern California in 2023. It will be the Bart Hall Show, February 16th to 19th at the Del Mar Fairgrounds. and it's going to be spectacular. Then we move to the Bart Hall Show, March 29th to April 2nd at the Long Beach Convention Center. Since 1946, millions of happy family memories have been made at this show, and more will be made this year. We thank Turner's Outdoorsmen for sponsoring our 75th anniversary celebration. Follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Bart Hall Shows, presented by Progressive. And remember,
it's a whale of a show.
Here's the hot tip on the best fishing L.A. has to offer, 22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro. They are home to L.A.'s finest open party fleet, including Overnight on the Freedom, Catalina Freelance on the Pursuit, half-day trips on the Monte Carlo, and three-quarter-day trips on the Sea Angler. For your own private charter, we have the Outrider and True Line available. There's always plenty of free parking and a fully stocked tackle store. 22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro. Call 310-832-8304 or on the web at 22ndstreet.com.
Great fishing is what Seaforth Sports Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Doe, Pride, Polaris Supreme, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. To charters or schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
This is Captain Dwayne Diego, Pinnacle Sport Fishing. Visual signs are one of our most important aspects to our charter fishing business. It's the reason myself and all of our crew all wear Costa sunglasses. With advanced polarization technology, Costa is designed to help cut through the sun's glare while providing enhanced color and comfort to help you see more fish. Costa was founded over 35 years ago by a group of fishermen wanting high-performance lenses for every fishing application. Costa has a West Coast-style frame and lens for your pursuit. Check them out at CostaSunglasses.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning, having fun. Woo. Great time, yeah.
Texts are coming through.
I know.
Phone calls are coming through.
I wonder, like, man, I wonder how it's going to go. They're like, okay, it's going to go just fine.
Yeah, it's going to go just fine. Yeah, yeah, if you were hoping for Rosie and Jeff from Sagehill Sport Fishing, they're under the weather, and we're wishing them get well, and they'll be back in February to be on the show. But in the meantime, you're stuck with me, Rick, and Corey. Just open forum, anything you want to talk about, just having fun. And we'll definitely talk Sagehill Fishing, too, if you
Why
want
not,
to do that,
man? So. That's like good times yeah. right there. Calico yeah. and some good yellowtail. God, the yellowtail fishing down there was incredible, right?
I can remember. But yeah, well, yeah, spectacular. Spectacular. Yeah. I can remember without question my favorite moment at Cedros. Then back in the day was Cedros Adventures, now so appropriately named Cedros Sport Fishing Pete. And it was the first time we got to ever sneak down there with Adrian and Tom Green.
Tom Green.
And it was the kind of tester run before there was ever an operation. It was like, hey, you guys do this kind of stuff. Like, come down and see if this is a viable thing. Clearly, it was awesome. But it was on a commercial ponga. And we were down there real early. I think it might have even been in April.
April, yeah.
And it was windy, and there was bass fishing. And we pulled into a cove, and it was just a typical thing that I love about Mexico. Our Pongero's dad worked there, and his buddy worked there, and we pulled up in the ponga, and, like, I think we gave some limes to a buddy, and then his dad was diving for abs, and his other buddy had this, and we, you know, met this guy and gave him this, and we met that guy and gave him that, and he pulls up with two abalones and ate sashimi abalone out of the shell at Cedros.
He had those little wasabi thing.
Yeah, exactly. He had it, put a little bit of soy sauce and a little bit of wasabi in the shell, cut it up all
clear. And we're kind of, Rick and I are kind of raw, I mean, abalone, really?
Don't you need to pound this thing out a little bit? Like, dude.
So good.
Cold Pacifico in Mexico, great buds down there. That was like the sundowner thing. And I was like, that's it, man. This is a magic place. I'm in forever. And I can, without question, that was my favorite part of being down there. That was really cool.
There's a lot of great parts about being at Sagehill Sport Fishing.
It's magical.
It's a magical place.
And it's so close. Yes. Yeah, I mean, it's far enough away.
Exactly.
But yet so close.
Yeah. And they've made it, Rosie and the gang over at Sagehill Sport Fishing made it so easy with the CBX, walk across the border, get on the chartered flight,
You're there in an hour and a half.
Rick and I talked about this a few weeks ago, but have you been through the CBX in the last 6 months
yes.
or so?
Yes.
It has completely changed.
Oh, yeah.
Changed.
No, it's way easier.
Way easier.
Yeah.
Like if you bring
a rod tube, you don't have to go into the main terminal anymore.
You can check it in.
You can check it in on the regular terminal.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is great.
Super sweet.
Yeah, that's good. Hey, let's go live on the Tribute again. We had a great report from Captain Mike yesterday on the Tribute. Are they still biting, Mike?
Yeah, you know, we just got in this morning. It was extremely, extremely good fishing. We ended up with 56 bluefin, basically limits. We were too shy of limits, but we had a kid who didn't want to keep any fish. Very, very good bluefin fishing. Big fish is probably 65 pounds.
Come on.
It sounds like a little bit better grade of fish than what had been out there. We saw a lot of 40 to 60 pound fish. I know there was a lot of 20 to 40 pounders earlier on, but it seems like it moved up a notch. Very, very good fishing, flat, greasy, calm. We got in on some good rockfish action before the end of the year. Nice reds. Adam Williams from the New O.N., he had to be special in one aspect, and he had about a 25 pound link cod hitchhiker.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, he was definitely more stoked about that than the bluefin, but very very good fishing. It was good. He knew it right away. He was winding up a little green stripe, and that thing jumped on and thankfully hung on all the way to the boat. So
cool.
Well, really fun fishing, really good group of guys. Got in this morning, got a call from Aliar on the Polaris Supreme. He had extremely good fishing here last night in a little different area. So we're throwing a trip on for Tuesday night. Try to get one more in here before the end of the year. But I think talking to him this morning, it sounded like he had limits of bluefin in the dark, a little bit closer to home. So we're going to try to do one more of these things on Tuesday night.
Mike, that's so rad. Way to keep it going. And I mean, we're mid-December now. You know, we're approaching late December.
It's
and
Christmas next
yeah.
1 week away.
A week away, yeah.
And I think on top of all of that, Mike, I think the Santa Ana, I think you're like, you're hitting it right
just
on target,
perfect
right?
Weather. Perfect weather.
Yeah, I mean, aside from being freaking cold in the harbor here this morning, our weather was ridiculous. And yeah, it's funny because you look in the forecast throughout the week, especially down the Baja coast here a little bit. And I'm like, oh man, it's getting windy, and what windy is right now is 12 knots.
yeah, which is nothing on a big boat.
That's so cool.
No, yeah, 3 or 4 foot swell. Now the weather's supposed to be really nice. We have some guys on this trip that were interested in trying to come back out, so we're throwing up a trip Tuesday night, leaving out of Seaforth Landing 7 p.m. We're gonna do a pizza port sponsored one on this one as well. It's just too good not to. So free pizza before departure and half off pizza port beers. It sounded too good. Aliar called me twice before 5 o'clock this morning. He goes, man, these things are biting. And I was like, oh man. I said, okay. He goes, they're 50 to 90 pounders. He goes, we didn't have a whole lot of participation. Everybody that was up was hooked up all night. And I'm like, all right, let's do it.
Oh, that's so cool.
All right.
Man.
Well, how does somebody get on the Tribute if they want to go fishing, catch some Christmas bluefin on Tuesday night?
619-224-3383 is Seaforth Landing. You can book through TributeSportFishing.com, SeaforthLanding.com. And I'll have the rest of our pictures up here shortly on our Facebook page. So, it's good. It's really good.
Like, Jim was talking about Captain Rambo about the fishing that he had the week before. Was it similar on this bite, fly line fishing, a little bit lighter line, same type of deal, or did that change?
We ended up getting squid. We had fish on squid, probably 60% of them. We had guys getting them on 80 pound if they wanted to. But yeah, fly line and a bait, 25 pound fluoro was the hot ticket. We did get a fair amount on sardines. And sounds like that other stuff's going to be a lot of jig fish as far as the nighttime goes. And,
right.
You know, it's kind of a new body of fish, so it'll be interesting to see what happens during the day here.
Huh.
Wow, cool.
A new body of fish in Christmas.
Yeah, 50 to 90 pounders. Nothing like one up in the size again.
Yeah, yeah, so rad.
Gotta love it.
Great job, Mike.
Appreciate the report, and we'll look forward to maybe a Christmas Eve report from your trip on Tuesday night, huh? How about that?
Yeah, sounds good, man. We'll see you guys. We'll check back in. Thank you.
All right. Hey, Mike. Thanks a lot. Appreciate that. Speaking of which, I should go over our Christmas schedule. Of course, next Saturday, our Christmas Spectacular with the three of us and Captain Mark Wish, where we're giving away a lot of great, great stuff. And then next Sunday, a week from today, Christmas Day, we're going to we won't be live, so no calls, no texts, but we will have a recorded Christmas show, which I put together. It's already in the box, and it has some great highlights on there, some old guys that aren't with us anymore, and some highlights from, I think I grabbed from 2011, 2012, 2013, so 2014,
cool.
Some stuff like that. And then now, same thing for New Year's Day, a recorded show. But we will be here New Year's Eve with Captain Tim Ekstrom. Corey and I will be here. Ricky will be on his way to a little vacation,
yeah,
with the baby in Hawaii and Dallas. But Corey and I and Tim Ekstrom will be here New Year's Eve, and then recorded show New Year's Day and Christmas Day.
Without letting the cat out of the bag. And if you just say, hey, you got to wait and find out, that's totally fine. But did you have a favorite segment from putting that together?
You know, that was tough. And so I kind of moderated it. You know, I'd recorded some moderations, like here's some stuff. There was a lot of good stuff. You know, it was really cool to hear the fabulous Fishing Hightower, Richard Hightower. And he was so great and so classic. But,
you know,
course,
we've had so many years of Dale and that, you know, you kind of forget that back in the day, it was Richard and Dale.
Big
and
Daddy.
It was, exactly.
Big Daddy. And Marty coined the phrase fabulous Fishing Hightowers. Dennis Braid was cool to hear.
I'll
because,
bet.
You know, Dennis was always classic and
big
always
personality.
Big personality and always creative with new things and stuff like that. But, of course, my favorite was hearing my buddy Jack Nielsen's voice again.
That was
a good one for sure. So a lot of that, all that's in part of that Christmas Day show, and there's a lot more. I haven't even started the New Year's Day show. that's this week's project. So it takes a lot of time to put them all together.
I can't imagine.
But they're really fun to hear old shows.
Yeah, because you're going through 2 hours worth of show to steal, you know, whatever, however long the segment is, and then you got to go through another 2 hours to get the next one. I mean, I'm sure that's a ton of work, but I'm really looking forward to it.
It's fun. But so stay tuned for that.
Yeah.
That's 1 week from today, the Christmas Day show, recorded, and I want to thank our good people over at Sports Grid. JP, who was on the board today, Christian, who was on the board yesterday, they get to have a day off too.
Right,
so
right on.
That's a good thing. So,
well deserved.
Real quick here, what rod? Dave wants to know, what rod reel gear ratio do you like for an A rig? I think that's a very, very good question, because I would have this.
It's a really good question.
Yeah. Again, I guess it depends a little bit on how big and all that kind of stuff. But in general,
heavy duty.
Yeah, exactly. In general, fishing sand bass in San Diego Bay, like I like to do. I'm a longer rod guy. I like an 8 foot. I like an 8 foot rod. And a Trench 300. I go back and forth on line setup, whether it be 65 pound Power Pro Slick Generation 2, like that's my favorite Spectra right now, or sometimes I like to use a castable, fishable fluorocarbon. Tatsu happens to be my favorite. I love braid in that it's very direct, and when you got a lot of line behind the boat and stretched out and you get a bite and you swing, it's direct drive and you're putting the hook into them. You don't have that stretch.
Though.
It can be scary. And it, Spectra just floats weird in the water. And if you're trying to fish, like Corey's talking about, 30 to 50 feet, you don't stay in the strike zone for as long as you would like to. You know, you get a lot of lift out of those rigs, especially if you're fishing one that's got blades and things on it. Like, you start turning the handle, that thing wants to start coming, climbing up to the surface faster. And a fishable fluorocarbon, like a Tatsu or an Invis-X or a Braze-X, something like that from Seaguar, it sinks, and that line tends to stay down better. So you stay in that lower water column strike zone for a longer period of time. But for me, 8 foot rod, like a Terramar 80MH to an 80H, and a Trench 300. And I go back and forth between braid and fluoro.
Well, I'm definitely not throwing the A rig. So,
yeah.
But
you're not throwing it.
But you do have to use heavy. I mean, that's the whole thing. And a 300 size reel, minimal.
And what's pound fluorocarbon are you putting on there?
20 pounds is what I like, 15 or 20.
Okay, but why, so if you, why not put 60 on it? I mean, they're going to bite it, right?
Sure. You're not going to get much line on the reel, and we're trying to fish deep.
But if you're fishing straight, like you said, like in Vizx or Tatsu or something.
Right.
Like that.
This isn't for the bite reason. I mean, honestly, I don't think you would fish 60 because there's no, you know, you're not trying to get. You know, you're not usually like Corey taught us that, or at least he for sure taught me that. You know, fishing heavy for calico bass, you get a ton of longevity out of it. You're not going to get bit off. But on that particular scenario, the A-rig, you're fishing direct wire. You know, there is no need for that.
You don't need any stealth.
Yeah, you're not. Yeah, exactly. There's no stealth, and you're just not going to get enough line on the reel. Maybe it prevents you from losing that rig, but you know it would be more moderate. You'd have to fish something heavier. Like you just couldn't get enough line on your reel.
Gotcha.
Putting that much on there. My thought, anyways. Yeah. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls. We're going to check in with the catch report, find out what's biting. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
All right.
This is Pete, and I hear it all the time. That Jim and Mary at Poway Valley Collision are amazing. I took my car to Poway Valley Collision, mentioned Let's Talk Hookup, and they gave us VIP treatment, fixed our car, and even gave us a special price. Believe me when I say Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. At some point, your car will need a body repair, and I'm confident in saying it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. Our listeners can save hundreds of dollars on your next car or truck repair. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, Wawanisa, and more. All you do is call Jim, Mary, or any of their team members, and they do all the rest. No hassles, just top-notch work and VIP treatment. When you take your car or truck to Poway Valley Collision, the job and experience will be top-notch. Get it fixed right at Poway Valley Collision. 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check powayvalleycollision.com.
Dana Landing in Mission Bay is the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. This is Mia. Come see me and our expert staff for everything you need for your next fishing trip, food, bait, tackle, beverages, and more. Our tackle shop is certainly one of San Diego's finest. We have you covered from bay bass to big tuna and people that can help you get set up right. We also have Dougie, one of the best reel repair guys around. Need freshwater tackle? Head to East County Bait and Tackle, the best rods and reels, the hottest freshwater lures and live bait. ECBT has an amazing staff who love to share their passion for fishing. We now also have Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle, both fresh and saltwater tackle right in the heart of Lemon Grove. ECBT is at the end of the 67 Freeway on Maple View and Lakeside. Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle take 94 to Broadway and Lemon Grove. And Dana Landing is right next to the Dana Longchamp in Mission Bay. Check danalanding.com for more details.
When you want dependable service for your outboard or a new or used boat, your first choice should be H&H Marine at their new location, near where the 5 and 805 freeway meets. North County, Central, or South, the new H&H Marine is near you. They also have added an amazing lineup of boats for both fishing and pleasure cruising, like Barletta and Godfrey pontoon boats and Hurricane runabouts, all on display. Defiance fishing boats and many used boats are available too, along with Yamaha and Mercury outboard sales and service. Speaking of service, Jeff and his crew have you covered. As a factory-authorized Yamaha and Mercury Service Center, H&H Marine will be sure the job is done right. They have Blue Water Basic, both sails and expert installation, as well as Tackacat inflatables. The perfect tender for your boat. For outboard sails and service, pontoon boats, fishing boats, and bait tank systems, check out H&H Marine at their new location, 10685 Roselle Street in San Diego. Check hhmarinesd.com.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood, now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning. All kinds of great fishing. We got a catch report coming up. And, boy, speaking of that catch report, it's not just about low prices for your car or truck. or your trailer boat at Summit Gasoline in San Diego at the Sports Arena. You can also get your California licenses 24 hours a day. They have beer, soda, snacks, 100 pounds of free ice with a minimum of 35-gallon purchase. Summit Gasoline, make sure to stop in and say hi to Martha and their killer staff. There's so much more than just lowest prices and free ice. It's an easy in-and-out pull-through with your boat trailer at Summit Gasoline in San Diego at the Sports Arena.
Now, I have heard the rumor that, you know, if you just go in there and you need ice for your cooler for your holiday party or something like that, and you tell them, listen to Let's Talk Hookup, they're just going to give it to you.
Sure. Isn't that crazy?
So just ask Martha. I said, hey, we hear you on Let's Talk Hookup. Can I have some ice, please?
That's pretty cool.
But I've gone in there, you know, and maybe didn't realize I wasn't going to be able to get the 35 gallons or whatever it is. And I've purchased, and it's $5 a sleeve for 25 pounds or 20 pounds. Rad. Or whatever. I mean,
or less. Cheap. Yeah, like $2.99.
$4 or something. I don't know. It's so worth it.
But anyway, they'll take care of our Let's Talk. Just mention you hear it on Let's Talk Hookup. They're going to take really good care of it. Just go there and take advantage of those really low gas prices. Like a guy I know, Captain Frank Lopresti from the Royal Polaris, fills up at Summit Gasoline. Right, Frank?
Hey, Frank.
That's where I go to get my fuel all the time. They do an excellent job, over.
They're good people, and they support the fishing industry, and that's an important thing, right? So I'm going to guess
right.
I know why you're calling, because we heard from Mike on the Tribute that they're biting on the Polaris Supreme.
Yeah, they're biting on the Supreme. Mike had a beautiful catch, as you well know. Aliar had 48 fish last night, which, as you know, is limits for the night. All 50 to 90 pounds. It's that nicer grade of fish. And, you know, he's an awful long ways from San Diego, though. It's a long trip. I don't think you can make it. It's about 40 miles.
Oh, my.
So cool.
So awfully good fishing to be had for those that want to go. And Roy on the Royal Polaris coming up with a very, very nice trip on his 7-day trip. And the last thing I wanted to mention is Rick and Brandon and myself are on an El Salto trip in April that has one opening for somebody that might be interested, okay?
Oh, that sounds like a good time.
We were talking El Salto this morning, and Ricky's pretty fired up to go with you, Frank. And, gosh, to go fish, and it's, of course, at Billy Chapman Sr.'s lodge, who you turned us all on to that great lodge and small capacities and stuff like that. And you're only taking, like, 12 people, too, right?
No, actually, we got 14.
Oh, big deal, yeah.
We only have 13 right now. We are looking for one more person. So they got to do is call the tackle store and talk to Rick, or call my office and talk to me.
The thing that's so cool about this trip too is it's just us at the lodge.
Yeah.
You know, it's just our group of friends, and it's a great group too. A lot of fishing guys, a lot of buddies, and it's just that. You know, you're not one of 50 or 60 people. Like, everybody eats dinner together, family style, good fishing. You know, they're around the big table BSing about, you know, well, Brandon had a backlash and I lost a big one. And it's just a really fun atmosphere. It's great fishing. And Billy Chapman Sr.'s lodge is it's my favorite part about the trip. It's such a familia style of a trip. And, you know, you leave great buds with everybody. We're going to have a great time. And I just can't wait. Yeah, one spot available if somebody wants to come down with us. It's going to be a lot of fun.
So just call Frank in the Royal Polaris office or call Rick in the tackle shop and grab that spot. How much is it, Frank?
That's all it takes. Pardon?
How much is it?
God, what? It's $2,000.
Yeah, $2,000
for
how many
actually.
Days of fishing?
We're gonna do, I believe, it's 3 days of fishing plus the half on the.
So
on the
three and a half days of fishing,
I believe.
No. It's four and a half.
Four and a half.
Whoa!
That's right.
For that price,
we get there Monday. We fish Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And maybe you fish Monday afternoon, and you fish Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and then we come home Saturday morning.
Wow.
It's going to be an awesome
incredible
trip.
That sounds great. And to go fishing with Frank and Rick and Brandon and the whole crew there, that sounds fantastic. Well, how about the Polaris Supreme? Are they going to keep running, Frank?
Well, he's in for a couple of days, and then he's got the 5-day Christmas trip. And then, after that, he's going into maintenance, and get ready to start running again in March, middle of March.
Wow.
What a great season for Aliar and that crew. Busted their butts and had fish the whole time. What a great run those guys had. I'm sure you're really proud of that operation, Frank.
Oh, I am. But, you know, the one thing, I was talking to Tim Ekstrom this morning, and there's a good chance, if the weather's right, he will be scheduling some day and a half trips, okay?
Ooh.
Yeah, I like
one
it.
Of those.
Okay.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, Frank, sure appreciate you, and Merry Christmas to you and Kathy, and we appreciate you joining us this morning.
All right. Thank you very much for hearing me out. See you later. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Frank. Cool. All right. Well, hey, with that said, let's continue with our catch report. Head on up to Dana Ward Sport Fishing. Talk to the man. Captain Brian Willie is on the line. What's up, Willie?
Hey, good morning, guys. What's happening? How are you this morning?
We're having great. Fun, man. Good morning. How are you, Willie?
Good, man. Gosh, good, man. Good hearing Alliart is doing as good as he is, man, you know.
Man.
Crushing.
Seeing that kid grow up at Dana Wharf, you know, all these guys that come from Dana Wharf and go on to these other careers is just awesome to see and hear. So stoked for him.
No doubt,
he's
man.
He's doing well. Well, hey, typical December week for us on the water, you know. Light loads, beautiful weather, you know, just our water temp's 58 to kind of 60 degrees. Holding pretty steady there along the beach. But half-day stuff for us, pretty much for those guys that centered on that sheephead fishing, it's been very good, 30 to 60 fish kind of like that on a half-day. Those guys bringing the exotic baits like the shrimp and the clam, certainly having the better shot at that stuff. Sliding egg sinkers and reverse dropper loops, I'd say, were the best setups for those guys. And then the bass action, believe it or not, was pretty good too. You know, not a ton of keeper fish, but there's action on the live sardine. And the cut bait, you know, the bait that we have right now has just been sitting and curing the receiver, and it's been beautiful. Nice mixed size sardines. So the smaller live bait's been catching that bass. And then three-quarter day, again, out in our shallow water rockfish program, good fishing on the days that we were able to get away from the dock. Plenty of bocaccio and reds for those guys fishing the jigs. And then the angler is going the bait route, you know, nice whitefish and sculpin on the bottom. And the hot ticket this week, Rick, you'll dig this. Was the fluke fish with those Gamagatsu spring locks twisted into it. You know, guys would rig those like almost a drop shot style, and we're whacking the reds and the grouper on those things too. So that was kind of cool.
Yeah, that's
little
cool.
Setup. Yeah.
Way cool.
Twisting that in there and going for it. Yeah, that spring kept those baits on the line. You know, you catch a handful of fish on one bait. So that was kind of cool. And then, you know, just good fishing out there in that deeper water. So, we're stoked. Good week. We are getting close to kicking off our halibut derby. That'll start in January. That'll be our 15th annual halibut derby. Believe it or not, I can't believe it's been 15 years, man. So we'll get that rolling in January, and that'll run through the end of May. And then, again, just a reminder, kids are out of school. Kids fish free in December with two paid adult fares. So jump on that deal. It's a smoking deal.
No doubt.
Get those kids out there during their winter break. So give the landing a phone call here at number 949-496-5794. Of course, you can check us out on the web too at danaworf.com.
Willie, as always, a great report. Glad to hear still good fishing going on. I love how you guys always get so creative finding the killer way, soft plastic fishing on those big ones. First the sculpin rig, now this fluke rig. Yeah, you're right. I totally dig that kind of stuff. You guys always do such a good job at Dana Wharf. Great fishing, and like say, take advantage of the kids gig. If somebody wants to grab one of those spots, free kid spot with two paid adults. One more time, shoot us the phone number.
Cool. Number here, 949-496-5794. You can book it online, too. It'll give you that discount option if you book online. And that'll do. You guys have a Merry Christmas. Right, I think on. I have a couple weeks off, coming up.
Yeah, yes. You have no show. That's well, actually, right. We'll have a show, but it will be recorded Christmas and New Year's
and
Day.
Year.
So, yeah, we'll see you back on the air. That would be the January 8th.
Wow.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Hey, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year's, buddy. See you.
Thanks, guys. Have good holidays and good vacations and all that good stuff. We'll talk to you in a couple weeks.
You too, bro.
Sounds good.
Appreciate that. Hey, we're going to take a real quick break, and when we come back, we got the surf guru, Gundy Gunderson, standing by. Corey's favorite report of the show. You stay tuned. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Are you passionate about fishing and the great outdoors, but not quite sure where to go? Look no further than Queen Charlotte Safaris in pristine British Columbia, Canada. Hello, this is Valerie Hopewich. There's so many reasons to join us on your next fishing adventure. A few of the highlights of fishing in protected, calm waters. Very important. Quality snook salmon run all season long. After you've caught your salmon, we're going to go out for the great Pacific halibut, lean cod, rockfish, and Dungeness crab. Our beautiful lodge overlooks Shingle Bay and Sunspit, and it's so easy to get to. Fly from almost any airport into Vancouver and then on to Sunspit. Fish processing, your fishing license, your gear, all included. Just bring that fishing arm and that smile. Let our chef pamper you with amazing meals while our staff gives you wonderful hospitality, all included in your Queen Charlotte Safaris package. Give me a call on our toll-free number, 1-877-815-2892, or go to our website, qcsafaris.com.
When I get back to the dock from a fishing trip, I need to get caught up. And your San Diego County Ford dealers have a perfect solution. The Ford F-150 truck with available interior work surface to put your laptop, paperwork, and more. This is just one of the many useful features Ford has built into this amazing truck. Get behind the wheel of a Ford F-150 truck with an available interior work surface. Visit your San Diego County Ford dealer to learn more. They'll be glad to hook you up.
In America, the future belongs to everyone. So we built the vehicles of the future for everyone. Command the road with built Ford Tough trucks. Gear up and head out in a Ford SUV. Or check out Ford's adventurous new lineup like Bronco, Bronco Sport, and Maverick. Order your perfect truck or SUV built for you, by you. Or get big cash back, low APR, and exclusive lease offers at your local Ford stores. Where the future is for everyone.
One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka. All for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge lingcod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136, or check kingfisherchartersdotcom.
Shimano has done it again. An amazing lever drag two-speed reel at an affordable price. It's Speedmaster 2. The extremely durable, high-performance Speedmaster 2 with high maximum drag power and a smooth, ultra-wide range of drag adjustability is an absolute fish-fighting machine. Its rigid Hagani body prevents misalignment of moving parts under the heaviest loads. Plus, a spare drag cam is included for optimal use with monofilament lines. The Speedmaster is now available in four models, 12, 16, 20, and 25. This is the perfect reel for the angler looking for a powerful, lightweight, smooth casting reel for tuna or other powerful saltwater game fish at a more affordable price. Nothing in its class can match the Shimano Speedmaster 2, built to provide high-end performance and dependability in a compact, lightweight frame. Get the Shimano Speedmaster 2 lever drag reel at your local Shimano dealer. Check Shimano.com for all the details.